I've issued executive orders requiring masks on federal property and interstate travel, trains and planes and buses. One congressman pointed out he used a very, anyway, colorful term to say, wearing a mask, I tell him to kiss my ear. I'm not going to wear a mask. Well, guess what? Not very American. The fact is, you want to be patriotic, you're going to protect people.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, January 26th, 2021. Welcome to Day 7. Global coronavirus cases topped 100 million, less than 3 months after the world hit 50 million cases, and just over a year after the first confirmed U.S. case. The United States now accounts for more than 25 million infections. Meanwhile, the Biden administration says it plans to purchase an additional 200 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, with the goal of having enough supply to vaccinate nearly the entire U.S. population by the end of the summer. The administration says it will buy an additional 100 million doses each from Moderna and Pfizer. The purchases would be in addition to the 400 million combined doses that the companies have already committed to providing to the U.S. and would increase available supply by 50%, bringing the total to 600 doses by the summer. Weekly allocations of coronavirus vaccines will also increase by roughly 16% next week, or about 1.5 million additional doses. The weekly allocation is expected to go from about 8.6 million doses to around 10 million doses. Moving on, Mitch McConnell dropped his demand that Democrats promise to preserve the filibuster, easing a stalemate that had prevented new senators from being seated and party leaders from negotiating a power-sharing agreement. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer refused to meet McConnell's demands, but McConnell said he received assurances from two centrist Democrats, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, that they opposed getting rid of the procedural tool that Republicans could use to obstruct Biden's agenda. Over in the House, lawmakers formally delivered the article of impeachment to the Senate, charging Trump with incitement of insurrection for his role in the deadly Capitol riot. House impeachment managers walked the article of impeachment through National Statuary Hall and the Capitol Rotunda, where they presented the article to the Secretary of the Senate. Chief Justice John Roberts will not preside over the trial like he did for Trump's first impeachment trial. Instead, Senator Patrick Leahy, the president pro tempore of the Senate, will preside over the case. Biden said Trump's impeachment trial has to happen because there would be a worse effect if it didn't. Trump is the first U.S. president to ever have been impeached twice and will be the first to be tried after leaving office. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans voted en masse in an attempt to dismiss the impeachment charge against Trump as unconstitutional because he is no longer in office. All but five Republican senators endorsed the effort, signaling that the Senate does not have the votes needed to convict Trump and that the proceedings will likely end with Trump's acquittal. Rand Paul argued on the Senate floor that impeachment is for removal from office and the accused here has already left office, adding that the trial would drag our great country down into the gutter of rancor and vitriol, the likes of which has never been seen in our nation's history. In order to convict Trump, it would require 67 members of the 100-member Senate to vote in favor. Trump's trial is scheduled to begin on February 9th. And finally, the Pentagon restricted the commander of the D.C. National Guard's authority ahead of the riot at the U.S. Capitol, requiring higher-level sign-off in order to deploy members of the Guard. Major General William Walker told House Appropriations Committee members that his authority to quickly deploy the National Guard was removed ahead of the riot, and that he needed approval from former Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy and Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller before he was able to dispatch troops. The acting chief of the Capitol Police, meanwhile, apologized to Congress for the security failures on January 6th, acknowledging that the department knew there was a strong potential for violence, but failed to meet its own high standards and prevent what she described as a terrorist attack. Capitol Police officers are discussing holding a no-confidence vote targeting their department leaders. And in the polls, Monmouth University says 56% of Americans approve of the House impeaching Trump for incitement of insurrection, while 42% disapprove. 52% want the Senate to convict Trump, while 44% do not. And Axios says 50% of Americans say they have a great or fair amount of trust in the federal government to provide accurate information about the coronavirus, up from 40% 2 weeks ago. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.